on this earth planet. And by taking full advantage of this wonderful opportunity, one can very easily go back to the spiritual sky. Not only to the spiritual sky, to the highest region of the spiritual sky, Golok Vrindavan or Golok Navadvip. And mind you, this Mayapur Dham is not different from that Golok Dham. So to have this opportunity to be in Navadvip Dham, Mayapur Dham, and be involved in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement is the greatest benediction that a living entity can ever have. By taking full advantage of this benediction, one can fulfill his life so much so that he can be elevated to the topmost regions of the spiritual. And you all are that fortunate people. You got human form of birth in the earth planet, on the earth planet, in the age of Kali, soon after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement started, especially after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most wonderful devotee, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, was sent to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And you have already taken advantage of Srila Prabhupada's Sankirtan movement by joining his International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and now become completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, in Sankirtan, by speaking about Krishna, by hearing about Krishna, by worshipping Krishna, by meditating upon Krishna, by being constantly absorbed in Krishna. And those who will do that will receive the required benefit of going back into Krishna. Hare Krishna. All glory is Krishna Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Ganga Prabhu's question is, why cannot one move from one spiritual planet to another spiritual planet? Very nice question. Actually, one can go from one lower level to higher level also in the spiritual sky. Like for example, one can go to Vaikuntha, and from Vaikuntha one can go to different planets in Vaikuntha. Actually, in the pronoun form, the Lord is present in Vaikuntha with his associates. He can also be elevated to Ajanta. He can also go up to Dwarka, but not to Vrindavan. The reason, as you asked, is, you see, in Vaikuntha, the mood of worship is awe and reverence. Krishna is God, and the devotees are his eternal servants. That means the mellow of servitorship. The predominant mellow of Vaikuntha is dasya, a servitorship. But in the predominant mellow in Vaikuntha, in Vrindavan, is madhurya, vatsalya and sakhya. Conjugal, parental and friendship. Now from dasya or from awe and reverence to madhurya, one cannot just go enter in there unless one has gone through some process of transformation. And that like for example, the person who has developed his relationship with Krishna as master and servant, for him to develop a relationship of friendship is not possible. Like for example, in Dwarka there is friendship. And in Dwarka there is conjugal also. In Dwarka there is parental also. In Dwarka, Uddhava is a friend. Devaki and Vasudev are parents. And Rukmini, Satyabhama, etc. are wise. But they all know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although they have the relationship cannot develop fully. Like, for example, Sanatana Goswami actually gives this example in Prayer Bhagavatam. In Mathura, Krishna is born. And right after Krishna's birth, Devaki and Vasudeva tell that this is my child, such a beautiful child is born. And their heart was filled with anxiety that now Kamsa will come and kill this child. And then Krishna showed his forearm form and assured them, don't worry, I have come to kill Kamsa, Kamsa cannot do anything to me. Then what happened? Immediately, their vatsalya was transformed into servant and lord, master. They started to offer prayers to Krishna, oh my lord, oh Narayan, oh Hari. So in this way, the parental love was transformed into awe and reverence. Similarly with a friend like Uddhava, although he is very, very dear friend of Krishna in Dwarka, he cannot really, he cannot deal with Krishna as a friend in that sense. His attitude is always like this. But friends, a true friend's attitude is not like this. A true friend's attitude is like this. And he can't feel that. But similarly with the queen in Dwarka. Therefore, in order to transform this aisharya or awe and reverence into love, one needs to come down to the earth planet and practice the process of sankirtan. And by the process of sankirtan, by calling out to Krishna with love, one actually develops that, those three very special relationships, namely friendship, parental and consumer. And when that relationship is fully mature in the heart, by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God, then by the arrangement of Yogamaya or Purnamasi, one gets a chance to be elevated to Golok Vrindavan and an entry to Krishna's pastime. Hare Krishna. Yes, sir. Yeah. So Sarvabhut Prabhu's question is that the place where the Lord performs his pastime is his holy dham. Now, wherever the temples are, Krishna's temples are manifesting throughout the world, are they also holy dham? Yes, they are. They are, and they are endowed with the same potency. Yes. Prabhupada actually makes it very clear when he mentions about residing in a holy place. And Prabhupada is saying, the ISKCON temple, actually Rupa Goswami says, residing in the holy places like Vrindavan, Mathura, etc. But Prabhupada clarified that these temples of ISKCON all over the world, no matter where, are non-different from Vrindavan, Mathura, Mayapur, Navadvipa. Because wherever Krishna is, okay, in this respect, another example can be given. When when some country establishes their embassy in some other country, although the embassy is in some other country, the embassy actually belongs to that country. Say for example, in Delhi we have US embassy. Now US embassy, although is situated in Delhi, is the United States of America. So similarly, the temples of ISKCON are the embassies of the spiritual sky. Krishna's kingdom. And they are not different from Krishna Loka. Yes? Yeah, so he is saying that Bhakti Vinod Thakur also said that the Tirtha Yatra is just, the going to the holy places is just an illusion of the mind. And, yeah, so the real place of worship is, the real place of dham is places of... Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said it in a different context. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said it, like, unless one goes to a holy dham but doesn't associate with the devotee, then that is... The teachers are teachers. And similarly, when one goes to a temple of ISKCON, when somebody comes to a temple of ISKCON, one should actually associate with the devotee and take full advantage of that. Okay, there's another question. In verse 20, the word dharana mayim means proceeding from will. In verse 19, shankalpana mayim is also translated as proceeding from will. What is the difference? Whose question is this? Oh. Okay, I'll just go back to the verse. So he's asking, Bhakta Steve has a question. Bhakta Scott, I'm sorry. That in verse 19, it says there is a word. It's 18:20. Shankalpa, shankalpana mayim. And shankalpana mayim has been translated as proceeding from will. And in verse 20, the word dharana mayim has also been translated as proceeding from the will. Now the English translation is the same, but the Sanskrit words are different. That's your question? Okay, so what is the difference? You see, Sanskrit is a very, very precise language. And also, it's a very versatile language. One expression can have, you know, many, many words. Just, there's a subtle difference. Like, for example, friend, the word friend has at least about 15 different expressions. Depending upon, you know, different types of friendship and different degrees of friendship. Okay, so here, proceeding from the will, shankalpa mayim, shankalpana mayim, and dharana mayim. Okay, now, mayim is constant in both the cases. So what is differing is actually shankalpa and dharana. So, dharana and shankalpana. Shankalpa means to resolve something. So, when one resolves something within his mind, that is called shankalpa. So, that is, in English, that can be translated as will, therefore proceeding from the will. And dharana also is the fixed idea. Now, you have to figure out what is the difference between a resolution and a fixed idea. Right? The literal translation will be shankalpa, the translation will be resolution in English, and dharana will be determination or fixed idea. Now, there is a very fine difference. And ultimately, you know, like, It means the same. Like these people, in the 19th chapter, in 19th verse, they, who are they? The inhabitants of Siddhartha Loka. They actually sankalpa, they made a resolution. But in King Purush Vashya, the word has been used as dharana. They actually... So the difference probably will be that in a sankalpa, the determination is stronger, with an understanding is clearer. Whereas in dharana, the understanding is not that clear, but it's just a desire. That means here, the desire is based more on emotion than on knowledge. So, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande.